This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Three things you need to know today. One, USA has some gold. Thanks to the women's hockey team winning, and thanks to the Lamoureux twins from Grand Forks. Is that not cool or what? If you see them on the coverage after the win, they said there's going to be a party tonight in Grand Forks.
Amen, brother.
Pierre Lamoureux, their dad, was a goalie on the University of North Dakota hockey team years ago. Great guy. It's just so fun to see kids I do this well, you know, especially when you know their parents and the history of it all, and, you know, kind of break the hex. So that's pretty cool. Second thing you need to know, North Dakota Safety Council's 45th Annual Safety and Health Conference in its third day today at the Bismarck Event Center. Whole lot going on. About 1,000 folks here, 177 booths, now over 30 states and two provinces that are represented, 290 plus companies attending. They have over 100 sessions over these 4 days, motivational, leadership, hands-on, technical sessions, 61 different speakers. This is about saving lives. We've been spending a lot of time on the program talking about Parkland, Florida, right, and saving lives. And I tell you what, this is important. It is. Give you a stat. 2016, in North Dakota, 28 workers died on the job. 113 people killed on the highways. Many more injuries from falls, overdoses, workplace violence, and other incidents. Accidental injury now the number three cause of death in the U.S., behind heart disease and cancer. So, about 15,000 people, more people died accidentally in 2016 than in 2015. So the numbers continue to grow. So we're here to help save lives. That's why we're here. We're here to save lives. Third thing, because I said there was three things you need to know. One of our listeners would like me to stop using the term to describe children as our most precious resource. Do I say that a lot, Todd? Do I use that term a fair amount? I think it just becomes kind of, for one, precious is what comes to mind for me. And I guess resource is a term I don't think of much. I'm saying our kids are precious. Okay? It's precious life. Children. Okay? Precious. Those two go together. The resource thing for me is sort of, that's our future. If we don't protect these precious children, we have less of a future. That's what I'm kind of meaning. Can you play that call, Todd? Do you have that one handy from the listener that's came in a few minutes ago? Please, Scott, stop this stuff about
I'm still getting in my thing here. So
you're still getting in your thing? I don't know if you should be sharing that information with us.
Okay, let the record reflect. I'm not the one who steered the conversation.
Well, way. I'm struck with the, yeah.
Wow.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Aren't you in a safety council thing? Do you think it's safe to?
Yeah. Do I need to find this?
Yeah, you do. My email's just coming up.
It's a 320 call.
Yeah.
320 call.
Give me just this.
Okay.
It's downloading okay. Right now.
While he's doing that, let me tell you, you can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Did you watch any of the events of last night? The president hosted an event, I was, I guess, late afternoon, with children from Parkland, Florida, children affected by school shootings, parents, educators. It was really interesting. What I thought it was a mirror of what we've done here. I really do. And a lot of ideas we've talked about came up before the president. Now, CNN later was much more about the NRA bad. In fact, one student got on stage and got in Marco Rubio's face and said, "Will you tell us right now you will take no more money from the NRA?" I mean, really. You know, I mean, a couple of folks just looking to really get on TV and make a name for themselves rather than contribute to a discussion. But it's CNN. It's fake news. What do we expect? So there was more of that, although there were some that were interesting there. I think at a time like this, conversation is the best thing we can do. Have you heard an idea out of any of these that is the better of the idea? I detect the president saying that we could best protect our most precious resource, by having a gun-free zone. Is that the best? Of eliminating the gun-free zones. Of eliminating gun-free zones. Why would we do this? Tweeted about it this morning. Folks, you said that. You said that right here on the program. I also want a honest answer to this question. If you believe by banning guns we'll fix this problem, please answer this question for me. Not trying to be cute. Really want to know how you think by banning guns, say if we said, okay, what you call an assault rifle, which doesn't even exist. That's a made-up media name. But the weapon used in this case, we're going to ban it. And we know from law enforcement, when they investigate a crime, very often the gun is obtained illegally. So I would ask the person that says ban the guns the following question. What assurance can you give us that would make a difference? Because the gun could still be purchased illegally. Buy it privately, could be stolen, whatever. Wouldn't we be better to say, if something like this happens in the school where my most precious resource goes, now I'm kind of having fun with the caller, I'm sure you can tell, wouldn't we want somebody there to defend them, to protect them? I think it's where we're going, folks, and I think it's a good place. Tell me what you think. 258-0550, 800-228-0550, and here's that caller that came in earlier.
I just wanted to comment on one of the dumbest things these politicians do is children are our most precious resource. I'm sure whoever come up with that must have thought they were brilliant. We would just dehumanize the kids that way. Do we say, hey, I'm going to run down to the school and pick up my resources? Maybe we should say we're going to run down to the resource center and pick up my precious resources. Or I'm going to go to daycare and pick up my resources. I mean, you would just degrade them from being humans to a resource. Oil is a resource. Lots of things are resources. So I don't think that's a very good statement. I mean, it's offensive almost. I mean, I'm not a liberal, but in this case, I feel like one because I'm complaining about it. But every time I hear that statement, our most precious resource, just makes my blood boil. Thank you.
Is he right? Are we using that in an incorrect manner? Should we come up with a different term? You tell me. That's why we're here, folks. 800-228-0550. Mark says, lives matter. How many babies were aborted by Planned Parenthood in 2017? I'll just deal with North Dakota. We have a Sandy Hook. We have a Parkland, Florida. Kindergarten-sized class every week. Fargo, North Dakota. We want to save lives. This is about saving lives, truly saving lives. You have to do that. You have to agree. That'd be one way to do it. I have another listener today that sent me an interesting analysis of the numbers. 2016, there were 1,000 drunk driving fatalities in the U.S. 10% of the drunk driving fatalities in the U.S. So, b- banning alcohol might be the better way to do this. Again, if we're saving lives, I think this is a political agenda playing out. And you just got to be smart about that and say, okay, want to save lives? If that's the goal, let's do this. Let's try this. Give them a shot. Greg in Fargo, let me get you in quick here before the break, and we'll take others on the other side. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I don't think that banning guns is going to really help anything. Because, like you said, the criminals are still going to be able to get the guns. And there's too many of them out there to think that we could collect them all and destroy them all.
So why do they keep saying it? Is it just a simple argument? Is there some other agenda at play here? I mean, I go crazy with the you know, easily disprovable idea that this would solve anything. Hang on, Greg. Be right back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon, live today for the North Dakota Safety Council and their 45th Annual Safety and Health Conference. NDSC, WSI, North Dakota Workforce Safety and Insurance, come together, put this incredible event on every year. And it's a dandy. We have some guests coming up later in the program to tell you about the things that are happening. But there's a lot going on. So, and it's all about saving lives. So, we're saving a lot of lives today on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. We're also brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. But if you like reliable, affordable energy, then I know you like this wonderful organization, because they're the ones on the front lines making sure it happens, that you have affordable, reliable energy, okay? And they need allies. They need you standing up for them with elected leaders, and you can do that very easily at secureenergyfuture.org. Okay, back to our conversation with Greg in Fargo. I posed the question to you, saying that, you know, you're stating something I agree with, that, you know, these guns will be stolen, they'll be purchased illegally, there'll be, you know, the other ways they'll get them, and then the crimes can... Look, evil is evil, and we got a lot of great ways to get rid of evil, a lot of wonderful suggestions from this audience, but that's not going to happen overnight. So in the meantime, you know, protect that resource, protect that child, protect that teacher, protect the school. That's kind of a no-brainer. Why do you think, since it's so obvious to you and I, Greg, that it's not so obvious to them, do they have a different motive?
Well, I think they just feel like they just want to do something, even if it's wrong. You know, they keep using the term, well, if they ban these weapons, there will never be another shooting. Well, they can't ban every weapon that has, say, more than 6 or 8 rounds in it, because there's millions, if not billions, of them out there. So simply banning one weapon is not going to solve the problem. And even if they did limit the clips to, say, 6 or 8 or even less, it takes less than a second to put another clip in there. So you're going to ban every gun that has a removable clip? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. There's got to be another way to reduce these school shootings. And I totally agree that putting some officers there or someone there at the schools would be a step in the right direction. I mean, we don't mind armed guards at banks. Why would we mind armed guards protecting our children? It doesn't make sense.
Very, very true. You know, there's an example where we say this is important to us, so we're going to protect it. It's our kids, right, for crying out loud. It is our kids. My gosh. Todd, I just sent you, I think by Twitter, I don't know what, a clip from a fellow by the name of Eric Holder. Remember Eric Holder, Greg?
Yes.
Eric Holder said something in 1995. About crime and the U.S. justice system that, to me, maybe suggests why they want to take guns, even though we've just proved some basic reasons why it makes no sense to do that. It wouldn't do any good. Stay tuned. I want to play that for you coming up here in a little bit, okay?
Sure.
And, Todd, you let me know if you didn't get that, because the only way I saw it on Twitter, and the only way I was able to send it to you is by Twitter. So, Gene in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Scott, do you remember the political party at their national convention, 3 years ago or whatever it was? They voted God out. Remember that?
Yeah, there was a, I'll just quickly recap for folks that don't remember this. At the conventions, they generally put things in the platform, and this was the Democratic Party, and they put something in there pretty simple about we stand for God and country or something. It was nothing, you know, controversial. Anyway, the whole place booted down, and they have to actually ask for a voice vote and make it sound as though they have, for instance, a majority of the voice of the people there. And when somebody brought up God, they started booing. They booted down. That's what you're talking about.
Yep, exactly. And I think they had 2 votes on it because the. The master of ceremonies didn't think he heard it right, and the second boos were extremely loud.
Yeah.
Now, they're the ones that kicked God out of their party. You can't put the Ten Commandments in the schools. We took God out of the schools, and now we got to put God into the schools.
Well, of course, God is in the schools. Outside of the public school system, obviously what you're talking about is illegal in the public school system, but there are choices there. That's one of the reasons our kids go to the John Paul II Catholic schools. And, you know, there are There are schools of very Park Christians, another one. There's St. Mary's. There's Light of Christ. There's a number of them. But to your point, in the public schools, it's illegal. It's gone. It's removed. No question about it. I think that goes to the problem of sort of how we've gotten to this place of you know, just, I don't know, a darkness. And I think if that's the big picture, and a lot of you have identified it, in the short term, to me, fortify the schools. Right? I mean, protect the resource like you would gold. Protect the resource like you would, a politician. Right?
Yeah, go back to your call on Monday from the, I don't know if it was Monday or Tuesday, the call from the teacher. His room was two doors down from the entrance of the school. And he said, what am I supposed to do if this happens? Slap him with a ruler?
Yeah. No,
Thanks, Scott.
Gene, I'll just leave you with a little hope. Listen to what President Trump is saying. He was moved from that event yesterday and is agreeing the idea of gun-free zones at a school makes the schools less safe. So he gets it. Appreciate it, Gene. Thank you very much. Listen to this, because I honestly get frustrated when I hear people say, you know, ban the gun, and I think... And I have a question out there today from somebody for anybody in the audience. If you can tell me, how do you think that makes it more safe? So then I go to, well, what's your motive? If this is so easily knocked down, what's the motive? Well, listen to what Eric Holder, the former Attorney General of the United States under Barack Obama, said not all that long ago it was 1995, to a crime in the U.S. justice system of form. Listen to this.
Also ask the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Are you kidding me? Play that again. One more time. Brainwash.
Yes. That's a frightening word to
also
use.
Also ask the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different
way. Terrible word to use.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was an accident, especially when he's saying ask school boards to talk to kids about an anti-gun message. My gosh, that is, I mean, the founding fathers are rolling over in their graves. That's Barack Obama's attorney general, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The 2017 models must go at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here. Vince, tell us about the great deals you have going on right now.
Yeah, we're really trying to move all of our inventory, 2017 inventory, so we're throwing in great financing options like 60 months, no interest financing. Also, some cash discounts on all in-stock Hot Spring Spas, so you can take advantage of some great savings there for Every Day Made Better.
What does that mean, Every Day Made Better?
Every Day Made Better means every time you sit in a hot tub, you're better. You're better physically below the water. You're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. And what hot water does for the body, it's magic. Every day made better through a hot spring hot tub.
These deals are on right now. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts too, and use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member and get an additional savings up to $1,900. So hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too. Promo code ACE.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Live and on location for the North Dakota Safety Council today for their 45th annual Safety and Health Conference, Bismarck Event Center. North Dakota Safety Council and their sponsors, including WSI and Endeavor and others, come together to put on this event. It's real simple. It's about saving lives and a lot of curriculum, a lot of learning, a lot of hands-on, a lot of just a wonderful event. I'm going to talk more about that in just a moment with Chuck Claremont. Brought to you in part today on What's on Your Mind by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been around Bismarck since well over 100 years, 1908 when it all started. You know, the little plumber, heating, air conditioning, all of that. And they've grown and grown and grown and now have commercial operations in, besides Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Skwinner, Newtown, Minot, providing services throughout the region. And the Link service is something I'd love for you to learn a little bit more about. If you go to their website, they do environmental maintenance agreements with building owners and business owners throughout the region and maintain their mechanical heating and cooling systems for like more than 600 buildings. So if you have that, some major piece of equipment goes down, they replace it. They're doing the maintenance on it. And you know what the costs are. So a lot of businesses like it just to keep a handle on their bottom line. H.A. Thompson and Sons. 27 before the top of the hour, Chuck Claremont is here, Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council. And we're going to get back to your calls and questions and comments on the news of the day. So much going on. It's a busy time. And I tell you what, I don't think anything that's going on is more important than saving lives. And you are doing it in a major way. Such a fun thing to watch happen, really. I mean, in basic and simple, as I say, you could boil all this down. 4 days of a conference and everything you're happening to saving lives. That's what you're doing, right, Chuck?
Without a question. And, you know, it's fun is a great word that people gather in these next 4 days or two yesterday. And I guess yesterday, what day is today?
That's what I said.
Today, Wednesday, Thursday,
this is actually
what is
day
it?
Day three.
Today is day three. Yeah. Holy cow. Well, yep. It just shows where my mind is because we put so much time and effort into putting this conference together. And, you know, thankfully, we have ridiculously awesome staff people that are supportive of this. But ultimately, you know, to culminate a year of support and a year of prep for 4 days of a training like this, you know, we're bringing everybody together. You know, the great part about it, the fun part about it, is talking to people at the end of the day at our social last night and saying, coming up and thanking me. One guy slapped me in the back so hard I had gum that popped out of my mouth. And he said, Chuck, thank you. Because I have four of my guys at your residential fall protection class. He said, you know what? You saved one of their lives. I can tell you right now. He said, they finally get it. I've been talking about this for how long? And he said, I could see it in their eyes. They got it. They did the hands-on training with Roco Rescue yesterday, and they got it. And he said, what you guys do here is so impactful. And you hear those, and I bet you I heard that 50 times yesterday. And it makes all the time and effort we put into this, when you can just hear even one of those, when you can hear the as much response and respect that we got yesterday for putting this on. It just it really makes you sleep well at night.
And about 30 states represented here, about 1,000 folks, 177 booths, so it's not a secret anymore.
No, it's not. And as I said yesterday, it's fun to see Congressman Kramer come in yesterday and kind of go, well, I knew what the Safety Council and I saw your building, but, man, I walk in here and see this event, and it really lets him know that, man, what the level of impact that we can have on people when you bring them all together like this, and what the Safety Council has really pushed herself to over the years since 1948, ultimately. But I know I've been here 11 years, and just to see the change, and the change in North Dakota, and the change in people coming here, it's kept me here the entire time. I mean, my background's finance and accounting, and I'd never in a million years felt that I was going to be here. I thought this was going to be a transition job when I took it, and it's just, as I've told you many times, safety just sucks you in. It really and truly does, and being part of this private nonprofit is so rewarding when you can hear the stories of people, you know, what they've taken from safety and they changed it, and they said, it's changed my family, it's changed myself, it's changed my coworkers. Those things, really, it's very rewarding.
And obviously, it's a necessity in every workplace. This isn't an optional thing. This is something you absolutely have to do. You and your team just make that so much easier. So we should tell folks that North Dakota Safety Council has members that ultimately you partner with and provide this safety and training, right? Bring their members into training you already have or custom something for them, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have 30 people as employees, but 1,000-plus members that we have as part of our whole membership group with the North Dakota Safety Council. And not only do we have trainers internally that can train, you know, over 100-plus different courses and, you know, multiple different venues, whether it's first aid, traffic safety, occupational health, home and community, all those pieces. Even to the next level, is we are partnering with groups like Oroco Rescue to bring in the next level of training that our guys might not be even, our guys aren't trained and experienced to teach. And that's, I think, another a great piece that we're adding, is that it's not just about our trainers. It's about what we can do to bring into North Dakota, recognizing what do we have to impact? What are the statistics showing that's the danger that's happening in North Dakota? And if we got to bring outside people in to teach those classes, we are completely supporting that. And I think that support that we've really developed is our partnerships with associations and different groups like that to really bring safety even more prevalent in North Dakota.
And the things that happen here, the speakers you bring in, the training that happens, 177 different vendors. Describe for folks what's on the floor. Just a breath of wonderful ideas and things you can take advantage of, right?
Yeah, the 177 booths, I think it's probably 130 to 40 vendors. A lot of them have multiple booths. But ultimately, I mean, it varies from, you know, the Columbia Southern University, who you can get an education through online for safety training, you can continue your education, get an actual degree for it, to the fall protection guys, to the eye protection, you know, the personal protection, different pieces. And so there's such a wide variety of booths we have here and vendors that are here that's the piece people come down here, that we really expanded just the trade show only. Some people say, I can't afford to take a full day and go to classes all day, and or maybe they can't afford the dollar amount, which is ridiculously cheap, meaning $300 for 3 days of training. You're not going to find cheaper training than that anywhere. But some guys just say, I just want to walk the vendor show. And we've set something up this year for trade show only. And we've had, I think, almost 50 people attend just the trade show only, where they can come in, they get a chance to see the keynotes. And when you talk about impactful keynotes, Man, yesterday, Chad Williams, former Navy SEAL, I mean, he had a phenomenal story to tell about his life and you know, the commitment that he made into changing, you know, himself into this Navy SEAL. And then I thought it was just phenomenal at the end of it, where we asked questions. He got done a little early, so we had some open questions. And somebody asked a question like, okay, you mentioned a little bit about your faith and how that ties into it. And, you know, and sometimes that can be a controversial topic, but it shouldn't be. And he said, hey, he went into a whole response on how big faith meant to him and how it got him through times, whether it was during SEAL training or over in Iraq and those pieces. So, I mean, he just a very great story that Chad had to tell. And this morning, Keena Rep, she talked about her personal injury story, where her first day, literally her first day on the job, 22-year-old, ready to go to college, making some money up in Alaska to go to pay for her own college. Her first day on the job, she worked in the conveyor belt and it tore her arm off. And how that story not only changed her life, but how the ripple effect changed everybody's life around her, her father's, her mother's, her friends, and, you know, ongoing. And it was just the comment she made, that safety's personal. You know, we all make choices. And she said, before I was working, that I know when I was working this conveyor belt, she was using a sponge and kind of cleaning off the underside of a conveyor belt. She said, I knew it was dangerous. I knew I probably shouldn't be doing it the way I was doing it. I had this in my head, but I still did it. And she said, listen to that voice. You know, I just said, how many times have we all had our own incident in our own lives where we said, oh, you know, and I really shouldn't be texting while driving, but people do it. And they know it's not right, but they do it anyway. And she said, listen to those choices, because it's not just about you. It's not just about the choice you're making at that immediate moment. It's about what could happen after that. What's this ripple effect? And she said, you know how that day started? The same every other day starts. Normal stuff. And that's the piece. She goes, you don't know when it's going to happen to you. And why not be aware? Why not be in a position to prevent those? Ask the questions. If you don't know how if you don't think it's the right thing to be doing, hey, I shouldn't be on this roof without fall protection. You know what? Don't do it. Or go talk to your supervisor and say, this isn't safe. Too many people are just, they don't have, I don't know what you want to call it, the confidence to say that. And I think that's one piece that she really tried to get to people is, you're in charge of your own safety. It's personal. You make your own decisions. And, it was very impactful. I must have talked to 10 people walking out, at least on just in the 30 seconds walking, and they were just saying, man, that was amazing. And those are the things, that the takeaways, that you know those guys won't talk to their family or gals or whatever. I mean, they go talk to their workers, co-workers, and they tell them those stories, and hopefully it can be as impactful as it was for the people there.
Fantastic. Wow. That's why you should be here, folks, and that's why we tell you about it before it comes. Anything else you want to share?
Well, just there's still another day left. I mean, there's still some classes this afternoon if you want to come down. And ultimately, but tomorrow's the kind of final day, so and there's Friday only. We have some couple good classes left in the morning and a ceremony of champions. So I encourage people, if you still need to, you know, you want to come down and get some safety inspiration, there's still time. You know, and ultimately going forward with that, if you can't make our conference, recognize that the Safety Council is here to help. There's so many issues. You talked about a number of them yesterday, whether it's the active shooters, the opioid crisis, to the reasonable suspicions. There's so many pieces that we can help people with. That you have any questions safety related, give us a call. We can help you.
High risk termination.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, another one. Yeah. No kidding. Thanks a ton. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Chuck Claremont runs a great operation, the North Dakota Safety Council, and the 45th Annual Safety and Health Conference is going today and tomorrow still. Come on by. Let's get to Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Elias, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
I was just wondering, like, why can't they do a risk assessment? You know, maybe they can get, like, get a school administrator, get a groundskeeper, get some special forces guys and have them ride around the school. Look at all the weak points, you know, and then look at, you know, maybe getting construction contractors or landscapers and have them maybe say, well, we could put trees here. We could put a wall here, you know, because these schools, they could be attacked from outside also. And I've heard of these ballistic armor that they're selling, you can put in a backpack for kids now. They're nanotubes or something like that, so they're lighter, so a kid could carry it. But, you know, the signs that say, you know, it's a gun-free zone, that really protects nobody. It might as well just say this is a target-rich zone.
All good points on your part, Elias. By the way, there is a training that the North Dakota Safety Council does. They told us about it yesterday, and it's, I guess, the only kind of training of its type in the country that they do specifically for schools on a number of those points to say, let's make them safer. That's where our focus ought to be. Great call. Appreciate that. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It doesn't make sense. Fix it. Should have been one school shooting, and we should have fixed it. And I'm pissed. Because my daughter I'm not going to see again. She's not here. So we all work together and come up with the right idea. And it's school safety. It's not about gun laws right now.
I would just like to say thank you for leading this country. You're a great leader, and I appreciate the direction that the country is going in. We all need to realize that we all have different points of views, and that we need this solution is not going to be a singular thing. It's going to be multifaceted. This is not just Parkland anymore. This is America. This is every student in every city and everywhere. It's everybody.
There needs to be significant
significant change in this country, because this has to never happen again. And people should be able to feel that when they go to school, they can be safe. And because there needs to be a change.
Boy, oh boy. That emotion is raw. You can hear it in their voice. How about the first dad lost a daughter? What's he want this to be about? School safety. No kidding. Because you want to just be able to do something you say can be impactful immediately. Absolutely. The other big story of the day is the USA winning in the women's gold medal game. South Korea, listen to this, the Lamoureux sisters. Yes!
Megan Augusta must beat Rudy to keep track of the top line. She is stopped! The United States wins gold in Pyeongchang!
I love it. Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in miracles? How great is that? Our buddy Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. I tell you what, if you need a flag, if you want, you're never going to buy anything from more of a patriot than Jim the Flagpole Guy. And the Light of the Liberty series that he has started is really fun. So, Jim, take it away.
Hi, Scott. Aristotle described the magnanimous man. He said, the most durable and elevated and only really lasting kind of friendships are the friendships among people who love high things just alike. I cannot think of a more vivid description of the citizens of the Great Plains. I have had the honor of installing poles in all of North Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, and South Dakota. The commitment to excellence runs deep here with God, family, and country. And now I'm asking for the privilege to provide you with the flagpole sales, installation, flagpole services, flags, and flag retirement services. We're here to service what we sell. We're local, we're committed, we're all in. Please call 701-571-FLAG. Our greatest responsibility is raising the next generation with values that are lasting. What better way to provide this physically than to display the American colors? We can teach our children, one display at a time, our commitment to high things just alike. We care for our communities, our elderly, and our children. Please consider me, Jim, by calling 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Jim, the flagpole guy. Call him right now, 571-FLAG. Get on the schedule for maybe an upgraded flag, maybe a new flag. Even if you have a flagpole already and just need somebody that will get you fresh flags and put you on a rotating schedule so they're never tattered. And then, by the way, when he gets them, how he disposes of them in the burial of a veteran is phenomenal. It really is. ndflagpoleguy.com, or you can give him a call, which is always better. You get the measure of the man if you call him at 571-FLAG. All right? Tell him Scott sent you. Joining us next is a safety consultant with the North Dakota Safety Council, Gus Gansner. Gus, how are you doing?
I am doing great, Scott. Thank you.
How's the conference going?
You know, it gets better every year. It's a well-oiled machine. We pull it off very well. We're very grateful for our members. We're very grateful for the vendors and the speakers and you and everybody who helps us get the message out.
It's an exciting time here. There's a lot going on, and it all comes back to saving lives, as we were talking about with Chuck earlier. Tell us what you want folks to know about the kind of training that you do and that is being talked about at this conference.
You know, the training we do now is amazing. We have our brand new building, which I hope everybody gets a chance to stop by and see the capabilities we're going to have for our new building. The doors are going to open. When those doors open, the doors of the building are open, but with the opportunities opening up to us, our capabilities are just going to skyrocket. A lot more hands-on. Which is always good. We found out that hands-on increases retention by 65%. So we're really benefiting from our new building. The support of our friends and our members that helped us get here is just really starting to pay dividends.
What do you do in the way of electrical safety?
I teach 70E, NFPA 70E, which is the new electrical code. It's been around for a few years, but it's really being embraced. It's an arc flash safety, and I've been in an arc flash. You don't want to experience that, so I love taking my experience, my knowledge, and helping other people not experience what I did. It's a growing program. We have some hands-on components of that as well. We have the ability to bring the training to you versus you coming to us. Either way, same great message, same great training.
Fascinating. We're going to learn more about electrical safety coming up next hour as well. Dustin Austin will join, and we have a couple other folks, including the cardiac ready expert here at the North Dakota Safety Council, the first aid manager for the Safety Council, which is pretty neat. And then, also something exciting, the Safety Campus Phases 2 and 3 are coming. And that's what Gus is talking about, with those doors opening to some unbelievable opportunities as that continues to expand. So more on that, more of your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day. 800-228-0550. A lot going on today from North Dakota Safety Council's Safety Conference. This is Mark Benson. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for seven different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.